DW.
Well, with what feels like crisis after crisis across the world, a Swedish nonprofit called the Global Challenges Foundation recently came out with a survey on the topic of global risks. That is to say, what are the big concerns on people's minds these days? The survey polled 10,000 people across 10 countries: the U.S., Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, Australia, the U.K., Germany, and, of course, Sweden. They found, among other things, that respondents in 6 of the 10 countries considered the pandemic the most urgent global risk, while 2 of the 10 countries said it was climate change. And that in both cases, the majority said not enough was being done to handle either crisis. I spoke with the nonprofit's executive director, Jens Orbach, for more context on these findings. Jens Orbach, welcome to World in Progress.
Thank you very much.
So the survey that the Global Challenges Foundation conducted this year across 10 countries found that most of the respondents felt the world has become less safe over the past 2 years. And I have to say, this isn't a particularly surprising finding. So what were you trying to find out by asking that particular question?
Well, we were preparing this interview before the COVID-19. So I think the COVID-19 is reflected in the answer, and it's enlarged the scare for the present and the future. But we have asked the same questions for many years, so it's also interesting to see the changes.
What are some of the changes that you've observed over the years in terms of what people are worried about in the world?
But it changes a little bit. Today we could see that still in countries like Germany and Sweden, climate is on top. But for many of the other countries, COVID-19 and pandemics are on the top. But then other catastrophic risks are sinking down a little bit. And that is, for instance, nuclear war is further down on the list than before.
Let's talk about some of the other concerns, like weapons of mass destruction or extreme poverty. Where did you see those kinds of issues being a much stronger concern than maybe they are in Europe?
One increase we have seen is in ecological collapse. And I think that has to do with that we are reading more and more about insects that are dying, and they have a debate, not the least in Brazil, for instance, where that is also rather high up. And so I think it's very much a mirror from the debate that is going on in certain countries, but also globally. And perhaps we haven't heard so much on weapons of mass destruction than we have before. But of course, there is a big debate on climate changes, so it's not a surprise that it's on the top. And it's not a surprise that pandemics is on the top. Then there are other potential catastrophes like asteroids, volcanic eruptions, for instance, that are natural-based, but they are not very high up on the list. But actually, I would say that you can see that the risks that are man-made, the risks that have developed in the last 50 or 75 years, they are very high up. And that is climate changes, ecological collapse, and to some extent also weapons of mass destruction.
Now, going back a little bit to what you said before about the public debate, do you find that there is a correlation between what people are worried about and the main debates they're seeing in the news, or is there evidence that it's also what they're experiencing in their lives?
I think it's twofold. I think you can see, for instance, in countries that are not as developed as the OECD area, you can see that many, many people say that they are already affected by the climate changes. And in these countries, there's also a higher proportion of those saying that we are prepared to change the way that we are living due to the climate changes.
Now, how were the respondents chosen for this survey? Because the Global Challenges Foundation has this survey done through a company called Novus, and they spoke with approximately 10,000 people across the world, so roughly 1,000 people per country that was surveyed.
Yes, and that's a very good question, because you also always have to be careful how the respondents are chosen. And here, of course, we can see that these respondents, they need to have access to internet. They need to have a telephone or a computer. So in some countries like India or South Africa, where the spread of internet is not as large as in Germany or the US or Sweden, you can see that this is a group that are a little bit higher up in the hierarchy. But in a way, it's also interesting to compare South and North and elder to younger. So you can still do that
So who is the data from this survey for?
It's done for journalists, and journalists have a good connection to the public, but it's also for decision making. And I'm a former politician, and the basis for decision is often what does the opinion say, how engaged are they, what statistics do we have. So it's a basis, I would say, for decision making. And what struck me is that it's so many people that are prepared to change their life, and that there are so many people that also think that our multilateral system is not fit for purpose.
Right. And you're referring there to the fact that a lot of respondents said that governments aren't doing enough to tackle these huge crises, including the pandemic and climate change.
Especially not necessarily governments, but the cross-border architecture for decision-making is not as good as it should be. So this is a call for also national politicians to take much more of a respond or in connection to our multilateral system.
Were there any answers that you found particularly surprising?
I find it interesting that so many people are not satisfied with our multilateral system, that so many people think that there's a need of reformation. And I was also surprised that so many people are prepared to change their life to tackle these risks.
Jens Orbach, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Jens Orbach is the executive director of the Swedish nonprofit the Global Challenges Foundation. Orbach also served as Sweden's Minister for Democracy, Urban Affairs, Integration, and Gender Equality from 2004 to 2006 for the Social Democratic Party. He spoke with us from Stockholm.
DW.